Message number 439. Satan will convince you that my messages come from him. Sunday, May 27, 2012 at 06:00 p.m. My daughter, so many of my followers question why many of these prophecies cause fear in their hearts. Many believe that I create fear. But this is not quite true. The fear which floods many souls is the realization that what I tell you is the truth. Like any good parent, a child is warned of the dangers in life. Sometimes the dangers which a parent warns about can cause fear. Yet the fear relates to the evil caused by man which lies ahead. The same is true of evil in the world. It is caused by man, who in turn is influenced by the deceiver Satan. The prophecies given to the human race by God since the beginning of time has struck fear in the hearts of some. Yet they caused much laughter in other quarters. This is what happened before Noah began to build the ark. While he was laughed at, sneered at, and ridiculed, those in fear did what was asked of them. They built the ark to save themselves. Those who laughed, ridiculed, and dismissed Noah were destroyed. All prophecies which come from God include warnings to encourage humanity to be prepared for such events. It is only through preparing your souls that you can withstand the torment caused by the sins of man which lie ahead. To those of my followers who question why my messages may cause fear, I say this. Do not believe the lies planted in your hearts by Satan that God would never give the world messages which strike fear in the hearts of his children. Many of you now, especially those who love me, are being turned away from my holy word. One of Satan's favorite taunts is to convince you that divine messages do not contain prophecies which cause fear. Surely such messages can only from the evil one? How Satan laughs at his own cunning deceit. Satan will convince you that my messages come from him, so desperate is he to convince you not to follow my instructions. You, my followers, must be told the truth. I must prepare you, and that means warning you in advance of things to come, only to protect you, to save you. Never listen to this lie. My messages are given to you out of my divine love for the whole of creation. Allow me to guide you like any good parent. By listening to me and following my instructions of prayer, I will protect you. Fear does not come from me. When you believe in me and trust me, you will not be fearful, no matter how much evil is presented to you through the sins of mankind. One thing you must never do is to hide and assume that all will be well. For to do so, you dismiss the existence of evil in the world. Accept that Satan exists. Believe that prayer can and will dilute his powers. Then stand up and take responsibility as a follower of me, Jesus Christ. When you face the truth, allow me to lead you, and fear will not enter your heart. Your beloved Jesus.